Environmental groups are expressing their concern over President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the EPA. The Sierra Club says having Scott Pruitt in charge of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is like putting an arsonist in charge of fighting fires. But his fellow Oklahoman, Senator Jim Inhofe, says Pruitt has fought back against unconstitutional and overzealous environmental regulations like the Clean Power Plan. Scott Pruitt does come from one of the biggest energy producing states in the country. He's on record as one of the biggest foes of the EPA, participating in several lawsuits against the agency on issues ranging from air pollution to the Freedom of Information Act to fracking. Joe Wirtz is a reporter at State Impact Oklahoma. He's interviewed Pruitt many times. Joe, even Pruitt says his stand shouldn't be a surprise to people. Just flesh that out.
Yeah, you know, Pruitt is not shy about his close ties with the oil and gas industry. They're big political contributors to his campaigns, and he's worked with fossil fuel companies, oil and gas firms in particular, to work together to fight Obama, to fight the EPA, really formed an alliance with them, and Pruitt is not shy about acknowledging that.
Well, in fact, what has Pruitt said to you about the EPA?
Really, you know, Pruitt thinks— You know, Pruitt and a lot of Republican attorneys general think the EPA under Obama have adopted an activist agenda, that agenda in lockstep with environmental groups. Here's what he told me in an interview in 2013.
I think the attitude with the EPA and certain environmental groups is that fossil fuels are bad, period. And they're doing everything they can to use the rulemaking process to attack both.
Well, how does that resonate there in Oklahoma? How do people in the state feel about him, maybe, you know, other lawmakers?
So what Pruitt was talking about there is attacks he sees as attacks on coal and natural gas. Supporters here in Oklahoma, you know, think that he's on the right track, that industry does need a defense. Supporters say Pruitt is aggressive and high energy. Todd Hyatt was a Republican speaker of the Oklahoma House when Pruitt was a lawmaker in the state Senate. Those two battled each other in a primary race for lieutenant governor in 2006. Hyatt is now a corporation commissioner, which regulates oil and gas, among other things. But Hyatt says Pruitt is tough, but he expects Pruitt to be pragmatic, a pragmatic reformer at the EPA.
He's going to be thorough. He's going to be fair. He's going to stay within the confines of the law. But at the same time, he's going to look for practical solutions. And I think that's a trademark that he has established through many years of public service.
And Joe Wirtz, what does he point to?
So when they talk about these pragmatic solutions, one thing they talk about is this complicated water dispute here in Oklahoma that was settled this year. And they point to that as proof that Pruitt is capable and interested in building a consensus on divisive issues. This was a water case that was controversial, and you know, they say Pruitt helped broker a deal between the state, a big municipality, and Native American tribes over tricky environmental issues, tribal sovereignty and government rights. So they say Pruitt is capable of building a consensus around controversial issues.
Right. Well, what about climate change? We know that Pruitt wrote in an op-ed earlier this year that the scientists continue to disagree about the degree and extent of global warming and its connection to the actions of mankind. This is, you know, this is a popular opinion, but it's a huge departure from not just scientific opinion, but from previous EPA heads, even from Republican administrations.
Yeah, it's certainly a 180-degree turn from the current mindset at the EPA. As you pointed out, Pruitt has cast doubt on the science of climate change and mankind and industry's role in a warming planet. You know, Pruitt's not shy about being an ally of fossil fuel. He has close ties to the industry, which is economically vital here in Oklahoma and in a lot of states. You know, it's been an unusual move as far as AGs are concerned that Pruitt has essentially collaborated with energy firms to oppose the federal government, to push back against Obama. But Pruitt and other Republican AGs see industry as a key constituent in their states, and they say that Obama and the Obama administration has ignored that industry and that key constituent.
Well, look, the New York Times did a deep investigation in 2014. They reported that Scott Pruitt and other Republican attorneys general had formed an unprecedented secretive alliance with the oil industry, even going so far, according to the New York Times, of at one point sending a letter to the EPA that was actually written almost entirely by the oil and gas producer Devon Energy, there in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So the mandate of the EPA is to protect human health and the environment by developing regulations, studying environmental issues, giving grants. Is this the end of the EPA?
Well, look, you know, Pruitt's supporters say he's going to take his responsibility as a regulator seriously. There's no question that environmental groups seriously doubt that that will be true. But I think it's safe to assume that industry and fossil fuel companies, oil and gas firms, will have a friend at the top of the EPA. Pruitt will still be bound by, you know, the confines of the law, but I think it's likely that industry is going to have a lot more seats at the table than they've had in the last few years.
That's Joe Wirtz, reporter with State Impact Oklahoma, on President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of Scott Pruitt, the attorney general there in Oklahoma, to be his head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Joe, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.